Let's talk about The Guys, the production that's coming to Durango this weekend that you have been a part of with Dan Lauria for a few years now. Without spoiling the plot, can you describe what happens in The Guys?
Yeah, this was actually based on a true story. This reporter who was asked to write eulogies for a fire captain who lost 8 of his men that day on 9/11. And I find it one of the most elegiac, beautiful, poignant pieces because it not only mourns the death of these men and women, but also celebrates their lives. And there's a lot of humor in it, even though it's a very powerful and upsetting piece in some ways. It also kind of honors the indomitable human spirit and celebrates that kind of the kind of work that our first responders do and the kind of bonds they form. And I learned so much about what it was to be a fireman doing this play. It's just a really gorgeous piece of theater.
Now, of course, with that subject matter, it will be emotional, but you say audiences should be prepared for some humor and some celebration.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what so often happens in difficult and challenging times. You really see what comes through and what people are made of. And oftentimes the way we deal with the most difficult situations is through humor. And there is definitely some of that in here too. It's kind of the whole menu of emotions are in this play.
Now, a little bit of the backstory here is that Dan Lauria plays a New York City Fire Department captain who lost men on 9/11 in the collapse of the towers, and you play an editor who helps him write the eulogies that he has to deliver at the service.
He is so overwhelmed by all of this, understandably, and has never written anything before and is stuck. And he is brought to me through my sister, who knows of a masseuse who's helping him and working on different first responders who had been working down at 9/11, down at Ground Zero, and I get wind of the fact that there's a guy out there who needs help doing this, and this is right up my alley, and it's a way that I can participate, because so many people after this happened, I lived in New York for a very long time before I moved to L.A., and I remember us all feeling like we wanted to be able to do something. We wanted, you know, that was our city, and we all wanted to pitch in and do something meaningful, but we didn't know what to do. You know, it's like there wasn't anything for us to do. So many of us, they didn't, you know, we would have been more in the way than helping. And I think anytime someone needs you in a situation like this and you feel that you can bring something to the dance, that's a gift.
Well, Wendy, what's been the audience reaction to the performances of The Guys?
Really, really wonderful. So many people, for a while there, it was almost off the radar, you know, and I think now with recent terrorist attacks, it's much closer to people's kind of consciousness. And since they did build, for anyone who's been to New York and been down to Ground Zero and seen the memorial, it's pretty powerful. And just reminds us that we're all in this together. For so long, I think we as Americans felt like we were somehow immune to all of this, and clearly we're not. And I've found we often have talkbacks after performances, and people will just tell their own stories about where they were that day or talk about a loved one who was there or a friend. But it's very cathartic, and it's a moving, powerful piece, but I think people leave feeling more uplifted than they did when they came in.